AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Supreme Court says the IRS has to hand over former President Donald Trump's tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee, likely ending a three-year legal battle between Trump and that committee. Federal appeals panel in Atlanta seems skeptical of Trump's demand for an independent arbiter to review classified documents found and collected by the FBI in his Florida resort. The three-judge panel, two of them Trump appointees, during a hearing today repeatedly suggested Trump was seeking preferential treatment. President Joe Biden announces his administration will extend the pause on federal student loan payments while the White House fights a legal battle to save his plan to cancel portions of the debt. In a video on Twitter, Biden says it isn't fair to ask tens of millions of borrowers eligible for relief to resume their student payments while the courts consider the lawsuit. The pause will extend until 60 days after the suit is resolved. If it has not been resolved by June 30th, payments would resume 60 days after that. Mourning continues in Colorado Springs, Colorado, for the five people killed, 17 others injured in last Saturday night's shooting at a gay bar.
Resident and Club Q patron Jeremiah Harris says he woke up Sunday morning to phone calls from family members asking if he was okay. Harris says normally he would have been at Club Q on a Saturday night.
A club that I decided not to go to a night before because I was tired.
Colorado Springs resident and patron Kyle Lohr says the news is crushing.
To wake up and hear the news of the absolute carnage and devastation was... I don't really know if I have words for that. Scary, heartbreaking, devastating.
I'm Donna Warder.
An update on Wall Street. S&P 500 rose 1.4%. The Dow added 1.2%. This is AP News. Republican groups asked Georgia's Supreme Court to block a lower state court ruling allowing early voting this Saturday in the U.S. Senate runoff election between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Police in Oklahoma, where four people were found dead at a marijuana farm, say they have a suspect in mind.
Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation Captain Stan Florence says authorities believe the suspect knew the victims who were found dead Sunday night at the 10-acre marijuana farm near Hennessy. The Kingfisher County Sheriff's Office had initially responded to a reported hostage situation at the farm. Police searched the property using drones, helicopters, and on the ground. Florence says there's a lot to unravel with this case. Oklahoma voters legalized medical marijuana in 2018, and the industry quickly boomed. In March, voters decide whether to legalize the recreational use of the drug. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.